Hello and welcome to Cancer Care, the podcast that provides you with the latest information and insights on cancer care. I am Dr. Murali Subramanian, a medical oncologist, and today we'll be discussing preventive oncology, the latest research and recommendations. Preventive oncology is the branch of medicine that focuses on preventing cancer or detecting it at an early stage when it is most treatable. The latest research in preventive oncology has uncovered several strategies that can help reduce the risk of cancer. Let's start with the role of genetics. Genetic testing can identify individuals who are at a higher risk of developing certain types of cancer, such as breast, ovarian, and colon cancer. Based on the results, individuals can take preventive measures such as increased surveillance, prophylactic surgery, or lifestyle modifications. Screening is another important tool in preventive oncology. Screening tests can detect cancer at an early stage when it is most treatable. The recommended screening tests depend on various factors such as age, gender, family history, and lifestyle. For example, mammography is recommended for women above 40 years to detect breast cancer, and colonoscopy is recommended for people above 50 years to detect colon cancer. Vaccines have also emerged as a promising strategy in preventive oncology. The HPV vaccine can prevent cervical cancer arising from particular strains. The hepatitis B vaccine can prevent liver cancer. Finally, the lifestyle modifications can play a crucial role in preventing cancer. As we discussed in our previous podcast, smoking, alcohol consumption, a sedentary lifestyle, and obesity are risk factors for cancer. By making healthy lifestyle choices such as quitting smoking, limiting alcohol intake, exercising regularly, and maintaining a healthy weight, we can reduce our risk of cancer. In conclusion, preventive oncology is a rapidly evolving field with several promising strategies to reduce the risk of cancer. It's important to speak to your healthcare provider about the appropriate screening tests and preventive measures based on your individual risk factor. Thank you for listening to Cancer Care. Stay tuned for more insights on Cancer Care.